This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strobe. After many delays, the UN Security Council has adopted a watered-down resolution calling for immediately speeding up aid deliveries to desperate civilians in Gaza. But the resolution is without the original call for a, quote, urgent suspension of hostilities between Israel and U.S.-designated terrorist group Hamas. Friday's vote in the 15-member council was 13-0, with the United States and Russia abstaining. The revised text was negotiated during a week and a half of high-level diplomacy by the United States, the United Arab Emirates, and on behalf of Arab nations and others. U.S. President Joe Biden is increasingly isolated on the world stage over his support for Israel's military campaign. White House Bureau Chief Patsy Wittakuswara has more.
As Israel continues its ground operation, President Joe Biden's unwillingness to call for a ceasefire has damaged ties with members of the American Muslim community who organized the Abandon Biden campaign. National Security Council's John Kirby acknowledged the anger.
We're absolutely listening and trying to get a better understanding of all these different perspectives. That said, no nation should have to live with the threat that Hamas poses to Israel. No nation should have to live with that next door.
Patsy Wittakuswara, VOA News at the White House.
Health officials in Hamas-run Gaza say the Palestinian death toll there has surpassed 20,000. That figure was released Friday. It is the latest indication of the staggering cost of the war as Israel expands its ground offensive and ordered tens of thousands more people to leave their homes. The deaths amount to nearly 1% of the territory's pre-war population. They are just one measure of the devastation wrought by the conflict that over 11 weeks has displaced nearly 85% of Gaza's people and leveled wide swaths of the tiny coastal enclave. For additional stories, visit our website, voanews.com, 24 hours.